We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
And you're gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Don't you know? I remember listening to that song as a kid on 8-track. You know, my parents had this old, crappy, like, old Buick or Chevy, and it had a horrible 8-track system in it, and it would always eat the 8-tracks, and like all of the little, tape inside would come out. And I remember listening to that song and thinking, oh my gosh, he says a bad word in that song.
Wait, what did it do?
But I remember as a kid very specifically thinking, oh, he says a bad word in there. I shouldn't say that word. My computer just crashed, which is great.
Awesome.
When Scott is gone and I'm in here by myself. So, you know, you could text me or not. Or
Dana won't be able to read it.
I won't be able to read anything you're saying to me right now or look up information about the stories we're talking about.
Keyword to cash.
I do know that. It is glitter. GLITTER for annoyed and frustrated in mission. Glitter, text that to 72881 for your chance at $1,000.
Okay. Have you heard about the new Hulu pilot that they're shooting about Kansas City? Well, I shouldn't say it's about Kansas City.
Okay.
It's called Kansas City.
Tell me they're shooting it in Hollywood if it's called Kansas City.
No, they're shooting it in Atlanta, of course.
Oh, of course.
Because why not? Here's what the description for the casting call says. Casting is now underway for the Hulu TV pilot Kansas City, a series set in a future where the city of Kansas is separated by a wall between liberals and conservatives. Talent aged 18 to 25 is sought to portray high schoolers. All talent must have gun handling experience.
Okay. Do you have to be an actor?
It doesn't sound like it. I'm curious. It sounds like an interesting show premise. I don't like the idea that it's called Kansas City, I'll be honest, but...
Why, if you're going to do a show in Kansas City, can they not shoot it here? We'll probably get the obligatory, skyline shot.
Yep.
At the beginning, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it will be in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Really quick, how many people are running for mayor? Good God.
7.
We're at 7.
We're at 7 total, 5 just from the city council. It's a lot of people on the mayor's ballot. Yeah.
I mean, okay, I guess that's good. It means we have engaged people in the political process.
We do, and city council members apparently want to be mayor.
That's a lot of noise if you're a voter. If you are running against 6 other people or 8 or 10 or whatever it ends up being, you're going to need to stand out with that many people on the ballot.
Yeah. And unfortunately, standing out these days
doesn't
always work out well. But whatever.
Welcome back to Dana and Parks. I promised you we'd lighten it up. Let's do Terrible Joke Tuesday at like, I don't know, do we want to do it at 4 o'clock when we come back or 4:15 or something,
like
Kara? Don't text me now. Number one, I have no computer in here. And number two, I will not be able to scroll back and find it when we do Terrible Joke Tuesday. Let's make that at, why don't we come back and do it at 4:15? That sounds good.
I like it.
Really quick, because I like this story in a weird way, we're going to get to... I don't know. Let's do that at 4 o'clock. This obituary. Have you seen it, Kara?
Yes.
I'm going to try to pull it up on my phone.
I mean, these are some people who really hate their mother.
It's bad. And this is not necessarily a sad story, because I told you I'm not going to bring it down.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't call it a sad story, but it's kind of like...
It's scathing.
Wow.
And I guess what I want to know, and this is coming up at 4 o'clock. Have you read it, Travis?
No, but it just...
It is so
with you saying that
bad.
Somebody didn't like their mom. So someone of the family obviously wrote a bad obituary about their mom.
I don't know that I would call it bad. It is scathing.
There's not a lot of love lost.
Here it is from the New York Post. And my question is, heck, we can do it now. We don't have to wait till 4.
Why not?
Do you have an obligation to play nice after someone in your family who, for whatever reason, you don't like, didn't get along with? Do you have an obligation to say nice things? Or should you just not say anything or write anything if what you're going to say is horrible?
That's kind of my thought.
Like, I don't think you have an obligation at all to be nice. If you grew up in a bad family and you were asked to write the obituary, why not let it all out? If I didn't grow up with, you know, of eye-to-eye scene with my dad, and if I was that mad at him and he passed away and I was to write the obituary, why would I fake being nice?
Right.
On the other hand, why would you take the time to write the obit?
Right. Why not just not say anything? Because here's the deal. Obituaries are expensive.
Yep.
Like, they are not cheap. If you want a photo in there, and there's a photo of this woman, you know, so you are paying for that service. And I don't remember. It's been a while since I've been intimately involved in placing one of those. But it's hundreds of dollars to place an obituary in the Star somewhere else. And so this is just from the New York Post. I pulled it up on my phone and I'll read it. We already did the keyword to cash. Yes. Get out of here.
Thank you, Dan Weinbaum.
It's running in. I thought there was breaking news. They got the last word. A Minnesota brother and sister rallied against their deadbeat mom in her obit for abandoning their family and running off with their uncle 56 years ago. Quoting here from the obituary, "She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand that this world is a better place without her." Wow. The woman, they say, became pregnant by her husband's brother and moved to California in 1962, leaving her children in the care of her parents. So she takes off, marries the brother,
yep,
and then the children have to now deal with the aging grandparents,
yep,
this woman's parents, who apparently were ill. The 80-year-old woman passed away May 31st and, quote, "will now face judgment." A screenshot of the obituary posted to Twitter went viral. It has 36,000 likes and 12,000 shares. Someone writes, quote, "I love it. If I had written my mother's obituary, it would not have been fit to print." But others thought the siblings needed more healing than a scathing obituary could bring. "Jay and Gina need therapy," wrote one Twitter user. Commenters on the obituary page's guestbook were more kind. "May both of you find healing and peace after the passing of Kathleen." I'm pulling up the guest book. I can't stand it. I have to look. I'm torn about this.
Ooh,
I'm torn, and here's why. She is not here to defend herself.
Right.
Period. So when someone dies and you publish something awful about that dead family member, it's your feelings, your words,
mm-hmm,
but that person's not here to defend themselves. If you pull up legacy.com, the page is no longer available. So the site has either crashed or the funeral home thought, maybe we should take this down.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. If you are listening and you are estranged from your parents or your kids, if you are actually estranged, and I know there are a lot of you out there, my heart breaks if that is your scenario. Do you just let bygones be bygones when there is a death? Or do you air that laundry? And if you air that laundry, you know there are going to be repercussions for that. Because she, let's say, has a brother, has a sister, has nephews, has nieces. Maybe they don't feel the same way. And that's kind of why I'm torn about it. This is the son and the daughter, and they have, clearly they have a beef with mom. I just don't know that you go airing that dirty laundry in a newspaper obituary. I feel bad when I read it. It just, I have bad feelings about it.
Is it really the place to be putting that? You know, and like the person who suggested therapy, because that's a whole lot of latent anger there.
That is a whole lot of anger. 576-7798. I hope that's not your story, but if it is, what do you think?
And what do you think when you read these obits? This is not the first one we've seen. And I'm not talking about, real quick, if you've got a pedophile in your family or something like horrible, I get it. I'm talking more just about estrangement. 576-7798. You can text me at 22980. There's my computer. You are listening to Dana and Parks. You know, my guys from Lightning Landscape and Irrigation are coming back out this week to tweak a couple of things and help me out. Our lawn looks amazing. It is a lush green lawn for the first time in 16 years because the guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation came out and said, Dana, you can't grow grass because you don't have water. You need an irrigation system. We had never had one. House is about 30 years old. We put one in, and with that new Rainbird system, you don't have to worry about waste. It's a smart system. It knows when it's raining. You don't have to worry about dragging a hose around your yard. If you are in the market for new landscaping, let Lightning Landscape and Irrigation do that for you. They did it for us. It looks beautiful. And then protect that investment with an irrigation system. And, you know, the Rainbird comes with a 5-year warranty. You're going to love it. Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. Oh, my gosh, I love these guys. They are a full-service landscape contractor. You want to do a fireplace in your backyard? They can do that. Landscape, hardscape, and irrigation, all with an A-plus BBB rating. 913-441-3900. 913-441-3900. Go to lightning-landscape.com. Lightning with an N. Lightning-landscape.com. Are weighing in on this obituary. I will post this on our social media platforms. My computer is back up and running, which is fantastic. About this woman in... Stand by. There we go. It's back. I promise. Minnesota. And this brother and sister hate their mom. I mean, hated their mom. And she dies, and hell hath no fury like two estranged children who took their grievances to the obituary section of the newspaper. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, the children wrote. They understand that this world is a better place without her. It was published by the Redwood Falls Gazette yesterday. And if you click on the link to go see the obituary, the page has been removed, as has the page for the funeral home, which picks up the obit and runs it as well. And somebody in this story said, hey, I love it. I'd do the same thing. If I had written my mom's obituary, it would not have been fit to print. And I'm asking you, is that okay? Is it okay to spit on somebody who's dead if they're truly an awful person? Let's go to Sarah in Lee's Summit. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi.
There's a couple of things about that, and I know they're hitting on it. However, it's like beating a dead horse. I had a similar situation occur with my brother. My father just passed less than a month ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he has had no contact with our family for 15, 16 years, and he's done nothing but bash my father. And then when my father was dying, it was, oh, boo-hoo, poor me, my dad, I don't have a dad. And it's pretty much for money. And we had... kind of the opposite situation. Do I acknowledge him in the obituary? Do I not? Do I say something to him to the effect at the funeral of why are you even here? And then we had found out that he tried publishing something in the Kansas City Star to the effect of,
this
person did this. He was a horrible father, blah, 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 which got shut down really quick.
It's so just, when you say shut down, I'm just curious. Was it the Kansas City Star that declined to print it?
Yes.
Okay. And that's their right as a business. They can say, you know what, we are not going to take your money and print this.
Because he really had no right to print anything. He has had no contact with him. in 16 years, and we had already published his obituary.
So what would have happened if that had gone out in the paper, Sarah? I'm guessing other family members would have been livid if they had opened the paper to see that.
You know, money would be ensued from a lot of different members of my family, because it's not just a thing. It's one of those respect things. Like, that person is dead. You have to respect other people's feelings. And at that point, if you're family, it comes down to, at the end of the day, family is family. Black and white. You can't change it. And I understand that they were angry and that they were upset, hurt. You know, anything that you can think of, she wasn't really their mom at that point. I'm a mom. I could never imagine leaving my children and running off with another man. But that's on her. That was something they should have made peace with before she died.
Right. And clearly Sarah did not. Thank you for the call. After receiving international media coverage, the Redwood Falls Gazette pulled the obituary from its website today. I'm going to read the printed version. And then follow that up with a pretty funny tweet. Kathleen Dimlow Schunk was born on March 19th, 1938, to Joseph and Gertrude Schunk of Wabasso. She married Dennis Dimlow at St. Anne's in 1957 and has two children, Gina and Jay. So far, so good. In 1962, she became pregnant by her husband's brother, Lyle, and moved to California. She abandoned her children, Gina and Jay, who were then raised by their grandparents. She passed away on May 31st in Springfield and will now face judgment. She will not be missed by Gina and Jay, and they understand this world is a better place without her. On Twitter, Stu writes, paragraph one, okay. Paragraph two, okay. Paragraph three, wait. Paragraph four, oh. Paragraph five, airplane flies overhead with a banner reading, "Welcome to Hell, Mom." Like, it's funny, but it's not. Is it? Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Good. My thoughts about this are, I was left by my father and my mother when they divorced and left in orphanages and stayed there till I was 13 and then lived with my mother for 3 years. And then she left me on the streets of Kansas City. I stayed there except for one short period until I was 22 in that homeless state. So I went through lots. Years, all that sort of. However,
Joe, we're losing you. You got to get to higher ground.
Thing, my father and mother both married other people, created new families, and the families adored them. You know.
Okay.
I never got to be with them or spend any time with them from that time on. And when my father passed away, I was invited to the funeral, and I observed, and I was polite. And I left.
You went. You went, Joe. You went.
I did. The way that I
considered
me, in their way, family.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, I've gone on, what I've learned from it is I've raised many children that weren't mine through fostering and adopting. I've created a very good life, and I know what not to do. I've been with the same girl for 33 years, and I look at it like, you know, it was their story, and it hurt me for a long time, but I figured a way through it, and there was no sense messing anybody else's life up because mine was complicated.
Well, Joe, you are an amazing human being, and wow, I don't know how many of us would be so open and forgiving after everything you have been through. Let me ask you this, 576-7798. It's extreme to put something in an obituary like, you know, go to hell. We're glad you're gone. That's extreme. But do you, during a death and funeral, always gloss over the bad stuff? Or is it okay to say this was an incredibly flawed human being and it was rough? It was rough for our family. However, maybe now this person's in a better place. Or do you always just gloss over the bad stuff when somebody dies? 576-7798. Time to get to the news. Here is Kara Marxer.
A lot of unanswered questions about the sex abuse from USA Gymnastics. We'll have more next.
You know, I got the guys at the Plumbing Pro coming out this week because we've got a leak and it's bad. It's not a little leak. It's a big, bad coming through the floor of our house. Bathtub is going to fall through the floor. Bad leak. And I called my guys at the Plumbing Pro on Friday. I said, look, I don't know anything about plumbing, but I know when water is coming out of your house, that is bad. They are coming out for that, and I do not anticipate that to be a small job to get that fixed. It's our master bathtub. The Plumbing Pro does it all. When you find that leak and you're like, uh-oh, what do I do here? When you're not sure because there's water bubbling up in your front yard, call the Plumbing Pro. You know, when you get that big messy news that the drain line or water line in your front yard is shot, that is going to be a whopper of an estimate when you get it. Call my guys at the Plumbing Pro. In a lot of cases, I don't want to say most, but in a lot of cases, insurance does not cover that mess. And the Plumbing Pro guys will come out and do a same day free estimate to make sure you're not paying too much to get those repairs done. And keep in mind, with a water main break or a sewer line break, that's something that you need to get done relatively quickly, and you don't want to get scammed. So have them come out, at least give you a bid on the latest in trenchless replacement, which can help save your driveway, your patio, your landscaping, all of those investments when they're tearing up your yard. Tell them Dana sent you. You're going to get 10% off, up to $500 off on any new sewer or water service. Call my guys at the Plumbing Pro, 270-1280, 913-270-1280. Locally owned and operated since 1978. Go to danasplumber.com, danasplumber.com.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Why did the abuse by USA Gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar go on for so long? That was part of the focus of a Senate Commerce Subcommittee hearing today. The former president of USA Gymnastics, Steve Penny, made no opening statement and took the fifth to all the questions by lawmakers, including Chairman Jerry Moran.
My understanding is that you waited 41 days to contact law enforcement. Is that correct?
Again, Mr. Chairman, respectfully, I would like to answer your question. However, I've been instructed by my attorney to assert my rights under the Fifth Amendment.
The fate of a Missouri death row inmate is on hold thanks to Governor Eric Greitens' resignation. Marcellus Williams was convicted of fatally stabbing St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Alicia Gale during a 1998 burglary. Greitens halted Williams' execution after questions surfaced about the DNA evidence and appointed a board to investigate, but they're now not sure if they can since Greitens stepped down. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, summer is absolutely here, and if you, like me, have been ignoring some of those outside areas of your home, start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Get Seal Wants Kansas City out there to permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. The Seal Wants KC guys did this for our deck, our driveway. If you have a little deck off your master bedroom, ours was new. We had never sealed it, which was a huge mistake. Have them come out and seal that and help you protect those investments. You know, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And then move inside. Think about your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. They do that too with that permanent polymer decorative coating. I love that coating on our garage floor. Call them today, 816-942-3927. Get on the schedule now. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Dry and warm weather in the forecast for the rest of today. We're going to ease up to the upper 80s, and tonight we're clear, low near 65. A lot of us hitting 90 degrees for tomorrow with abundant sunshine. Now, for Thursday, we're partly cloudy, but we also have a chance for a few showers and thunderstorms in place, or high upper 80s. Shot at showers and thunderstorms for Thursday night. Dry on Friday, and then a few more showers and thunderstorms sneaking on in by Friday night. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
86 at KCI, 89 downtown, 87 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Speaking of going to hell, did you hear just real quick, I want to mention this, and then we'll get back to the topic at hand. In Kara's newscast, the Lenexa Police Department has released the very clear photo of some idiot who went to a gravesite in Lenexa and stole a purse from one of the mourners' cars. He then went and used her credit cards and all that stuff. Victim was in a cemetery. And listen to this. This is the second time I've heard of this week. So if you're out there and you're going to a funeral, lock your car up. Because there's a guy on one of the Facebook sites or Stolen KC last night who said his sister's car was stolen from the cemetery. They were, you know, probably idling, you know, like you do. And someone stole her car from the cemetery. And the Lenexa Police Department just shared the photo of this guy, and it is so clear. I mean, you could absolutely see who he is. And I am putting it on the KMBZ website right now because I would very much like to catch the D-bag who stole someone's purse at a funeral. So beware if you're heading to the cemetery, and we hope that you're not. Let's go to Courtney in Overland Park as we continue our conversation about this scathing obituary in Minnesota. Kids do not like mom, and man, they said so after she was dead. Hi, Courtney. Welcome.
Hi, Dana. Glad to talk to you.
You too.
So I wanted to touch a little bit about sort of why we all have this negative knee-jerk reaction to reading an obituary like this. In my line of work, I deal a lot with death and mourning, and this is sort of a concept that I've come to refer to as mortal empathy. And I call it this because we all have in common that we are mortal, but the way we talk about death and dying and the people who are deceased is a very buttoned down, polished,
right,
almost sort of denial. We don't want to talk about the ugly side of this. And as mortals ourselves, we would like to believe that when we die,
yeah,
there aren't going to be people out there saying these negative things about us. So even though this is a person that we don't know, we feel bad reading this. And that's the concept of mortal empathy.
This is fascinating, and I am so glad you called. And so would you say it is healthier to talk about all of it? And if so, is it better to do that privately or air it publicly?
Well, as someone who deals with people who are mourning a lot, I stand on the side of if you are in mourning and you have experienced a death of a family member or a friend, you should be able to grieve in whatever way makes sense for you.
Sure.
And someone may read this obituary and say, oh, those kids don't care. They aren't mourning their mother. But even if it's dredging up only negative feelings and anger, that is still a type of grief. And when we are mourning, I think that any feelings we feel are valid, and we should be allowed to feel them. And we really shouldn't be afraid to express our grief in the way that we need to do in order to heal. It very well could be in this case that they need to get out their anger in a way, and maybe they just need to be heard. They want people to know that they're angry, and that's
sure
why it was done in sort of this public way. And that's still a valid type of grief. And I don't think we should necessarily look down on them for doing this, but rather understand this about ourselves, that we are compelled to do right by the dead, even if it's not someone that we know, even if it's not someone we care for. That's a natural inclination
sure
we have as mortal humans.
You know, we've talked on the show before, Courtney, and this is so fascinating, and I find your line of work to be fascinating. We have talked about certain people in life nationally, okay, who, when they pass, your feeling is good. I'm glad they're dead. Take Larry Nassar, who raped all of the young girls who were gymnasts. I will mm-hmm not feel sadness when he dies. I will be happy when he dies. And I think in extreme examples, people listening can say, well, yeah, I mean, you're going to be happy if someone who killed a child dies, or you're going to be, you know, you're not going to shed a tear if a child molester dies. But it makes it really awkward when it's someone in your own circle, someone in your family.
Oh, sure. And that's just a natural thing to feel, I think, because the concept of mortal empathy transcends the fact that, you know, we don't want to speak bad of the dead. It's also the same sort of thing where if you're cleaning out, you know, mom's house after she passes away and she has a really ugly knickknack that she loved but nobody wants, you still feel compelled to keep it. You don't want to throw it out.
Sure.
You don't necessarily want it. So it's a natural response, and I think it really all just boils down to the fact that we are inherently afraid of death. We don't often openly discuss our own mortality, and that leads to a host of other issues in our daily life, which, of course, crosses over into how we discuss
sure.
topics just like this.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you called, Courtney. You call back anytime, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
Thank you so much. So I'm curious if you've dealt with this, not the extreme that we're seeing in Minnesota, where this son and daughter of this Kathleen Dimlow really let loose with their feelings about their now deceased mother. And the newspaper in that town printed it. The funeral home printed it. You can't be sued by a dead lady. And so they took the money and printed it. It has since been removed from both the newspaper website and the legacy.com website. What would you do? Or do we just gloss over the bad when we lose someone in our lives that we loved, but maybe had a complicated history with? Let's go to John and Lenexa. Hi, John.
Hey there.
Hey, welcome.
Well, it's Your last caller really opened a lot of questions. It stirred up a lot of feelings for me personally. You know, my parents were divorced when I was 5, and I was raised by my father. My mother had 4 kids by the time she was 20. Mm. And he's the one that, you know, if someone informs me that he died, if I go to the funeral, it'll probably be just to make sure he's really dead. And I hate to even say that publicly, and I use the fake name because of that, because in case someone's trolling me.
But you know what, John? That is what it is. And as Courtney said, that is a valid feeling for you to have. I think there are more people out there than you know that are in your situation. It's sad, but life's messy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a serial child abuser who has 7 kids who none of them will talk to him. So, you know, and he's a lonely old man if he's still alive. I haven't talked to him in years. But I think the important thing for me is I thankfully, and it took years. It took many, many years. Got professional help for it. And it does make a difference.
Oh, I'm John, I cannot even imagine your internal conflict over having valid hatred feelings toward a mom or a dad. Certainly any survivor of child abuse or, God forbid, sexual abuse has that turmoil inside of them. You still, you know, naturally want to love your mom and dad.
Yeah. Right. It's a crazy mixture of guilt for feeling the way that you do. You have this guilt. I shouldn't be angry. This is my parent. I can't be angry at them.
Mm.
I'm not allowed to be, you know. And so you have this constant turmoil, this push and pull. And this desire to forgive, maybe there's an intrinsic desire for reconciliation at some, you know, that was hopefully, I think that's gone long ago for me, but it took lots of years of professional help.
And sure. Hey, John, I'm curious real quick. Did you read Daryl Hammond's autobiography, the Saturday Night Live comedian?
No, I have not.
So he wrote a book about his mother's death. Her name was Margaret. She is a horrible human being, and he became a cutter, had all kinds of depression issues, substance abuse issues, because she was violently, horrifically abusive to him. And the book is about that, just his journey with his feelings about this person that's his mother, that's supposed to love him and protect him, and she harmed him in unspeakable physical and mental ways, like things I wouldn't even be comfortable saying on the radio. They are so horrifyingly awful. And I just throw that out there. If you watch Saturday Night Live and you like Daryl Hammond, he's been very open about his journey as an abuse survivor and then his mother's death. And I mean, she's one of those ones that, you know, she's dead. And I do think the world is a better place without her in it. And I'm sorry to say that, but it is. Thank you for the call and for your honesty, John. I wish you well. You are listening to Dana and Parks. More of your calls and your texts straight ahead. You can call us at 576-7798. You can text me at 22980. Back with more after this.
Why does nothing work when I need it to work? It's been fine, hasn't it?
Hello, Rodney. My computer crashed earlier. Yours is down in there.
No, it just every now and then it just locks up.
So here's what's funny.
Oh, wait, now, okay.
Do maybe. You know at any point when you're at work that your computer person can go onto your computer and see what you're doing? You know that, right? Like your computer person at work.
Oh, yeah.
Can remotely pull up what you're doing at any time.
Oh, yeah.
So at the beginning of the show, I was like, oh, my God, my computer just went down. I got to have it. You know, Scott's not here this week. He was listening and fixed it. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, my computer's back up. Well, that's because he was listening and was able to. I just thought like the computer gods.
It just magically came back.
Smiled down on me and thought, you know what? She deserves a computer. She's in there all by herself.
Aww.
No, it was our IT guy. I love him. Let's go to Mike and Lee's Summit as we wrap up our conversation about this scathing obituary in Minnesota. I have posted that story across our social media platforms. Hi, Mike. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Go ahead.
No, basically, I think we have to look at what a funeral or anything along those lines, what the intent is, and the intent has very little to actually do with the dead. It has more to do with the living. It has more to do with the living having a last chance to pay respects, or more importantly, to have closure. And I think that's important to keep in mind. So you don't have to say someone's a saint. You can lightly address or mention, yes, they had struggles, they had strife, blah, blah, blah. But you got to keep in mind, funerals, obituaries, it shouldn't be about having the last word. It should be about closure. It should be about whatever, you know, but they should not be used to be a platform to have the last word.
Let me ask you this, Mike. What if the loved one who has died was an abusive alcoholic? I mean, that's kind of the most common scenario, I think. Let's say your father was a verbally or physically abusive, raging alcoholic. So when you go to that funeral, is it okay to say he was a verbally abusive, raging alcoholic?
Now, okay, my personal situation isn't too far from that. So I would say this now, both of my parents are living, but there will come a day when I will have to be in that position, and what should I say? What do I want to say? For me personally, to take the higher ground,
yeah.
If you don't have anything nice to say, then simply don't say it. You gain nothing. I personally don't think I would get, if I haven't had closure by now,
right,
me getting up and waving my flag at a pulpit or at a gravesite with a bunch of other onlookers isn't going to do much for me. If I find it necessary to take a six-pack of my beverage of choice on a Friday night, go out to the gravesite and have it out, okay, fine. But to me, you have to get to a point where you've got to come to peace with it and take the higher road. Easier said than done. I get it, but that's
Amen.
Me personally. I don't know.
Hey, Mike, it's a great call, and thank you for it, truly. It is 3:59 on your Tuesday. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday here in about 15 minutes. Don't text me yet, but 22980 in 15 minutes if you have a terrible joke. My father sent me one yesterday. It is so bad. I cannot wait to share it with you. Time now to go to the newsroom. Here's Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, the death of an iconic fashion designer with ties to Kansas City. More next.
Do you want to pay $0 down, $0 a month with zero hassle? It is time for you to visit my friends at Volkswagen of Lee's Summit for their no-nonsense, nothing sale. You know how much I love that little VW Tiguan I've been driving around in. Zero down delivers any new Volkswagen, even the 2019 Jetta. I went and test drove that last week. It's amazing. It is sleek, and it's on the same frame that the Tiguan and the Atlas is on. And so the minute I got in that car, I was like, oh, I know how to drive this. This is just like the other guys. You're going to love it. The warranty on that thing is incredible. All new VW 2018s and up have it. It is 6 years or 72,000 miles. It is a transferable bumper-to-bumper warranty. Get in now for zero down, 0 month, zero hassle, and pay nothing for the first 4 months. Go see my friends at Volkswagen Lee Summit. Go to VWLeeSummit.com. VWLeeSummit.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.